Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay. So over the past year and a half, a ton of federal money has, you know, basically poured into the state.
Yeah, and certain municipalities have gotten a large amount of money. West Haven received over $1 million to distribute for a lot of different reasons. And the story of the day yesterday is that State Rep Michael DeMassa was arrested and charged with taking $636,000 of it and using it for his own means. And again, I just want to, as we start the conversation with Mayor Nancy Rossi, Mayor of West Haven, that he's been charged. He has not been convicted, and these are charges.
That's it, yes.
First of all, Mayor, thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for asking me.
Well, listen, it's a difficult topic, and we're going to ask you some difficult questions. So we're grateful for your time, regardless of the questions. But the first thing where I want to start with you is, where was the breakdown to allow something like this to happen?
Well, see, all of that is just because he's been, charged at this point. There's still investigations going on. We have a forensic audit going on, so we don't have all of the details yet, unfortunately.
But in the process of what you did with this money, was there an order of operations to distribute, to get the money and then to distribute it? Like, what was the system set up within your town allow that to happen?
Here is the system, because again, I'm the mayor, so I obviously, the buck stops with me. I'm over everybody in City Hall, if you will,
right,
with one maybe small department. So we were given $1.2 million. That was the amount that we were given. A resolution was brought before the city council, and of course, I am put on every resolution, even though I don't do the work for every resolution. Mm-hmm. I put in every resolution because I am the mayor. But there were two designees beyond that, and that was our finance director and then also Michael DeMassa. And they were the ones that were overseeing the funds and the distribution thereof. And there was a meeting, in December in which this resolution was brought forward, which was December 28th, 2020. The city council voted to accept that plan. So I want to say that everyone did everything they could to put people in place. Mr. DeMassa had been an employee. I did not hire Mr. DeMassa. He was there when I got there. He had been an employee in some shape or form for well over 10 years and did different things throughout the city. So again, until we actually have the investigation complete and given to us, because we call it internal controls, that's what the breakdown had to be, internal controls, which is, I put layman terms, like checks and balances.
Sure.
And that's where the breakdown is. Now, the specifics yet, we don't have. I mean, yes, they charged him, but the investigation is far from over. And we have, as I said, two audits going on right now. One is our annual audit, And one is the audit, a forensic audit that was ordered by Office of Policy and Management. And when they first told us about it, because we're under state review, I did say to them, I welcome any audit because to me, if there's something going on, we need to know. And if there's not, then we need to be clear. So I'm perfectly fine. I'm a certified public accountant. I'm familiar with audits. I've done audits. So I welcome this because, you know, what we want to do now, find out exactly what happened, like you're asking, exactly what happened,
sure.
And make sure it's corrected so this never happens again.
He is on... He's an administrative assistant to the city council. I guess he's still in.
Right.
And was listed, I guess he's got an investment group going. So would he have been responsible for distributing this money? Or was this stuff he just kind of, and you don't necessarily know the answer. Did he just siphon this off?
And I'm going by what came out too, because believe me, they weren't consulting with me afterwards. He was getting, putting in, you know, vouchers and different things to get paid. But again, I don't have concrete proof of that, but, that's, you know, cause we didn't have cash laying around type of thing, you know?
We're talking with Mayor Nancy Rossi of West Haven here on the Morning Show with Ray and Brian. Again, we're grateful for the time. When did you know something was wrong?
Yeah. I looked at it in September. I looked over the COVID expenditures and I started looking and because I just wanted to take a look because there were other allegations. Those were political, but these were, you know, I started getting concerned. So I did look and I did find. Find it and then I reported it. And I reported it first to our auditors, reason being because just because I thought it was a problem doesn't mean it actually was, you know, I was
pretty, right.
I was 100% sure, don't get me wrong, but, you know, you just don't want to go forward and make accusations or do something. So I, they tested it as well. I sent them what I had found, and they tested it, and they came back with the same, they agreed. And then we went on to other investigation, you know, and that's where it ended up. And then you've seen the results for right now, the preliminary results, because I don't know if everything is done as well.
You're in the middle of a political campaign. What, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? You're going to be running for mayor. You are mayor, and you're just going to get reelected. So what's going on in town? I mean, are they all talking about it? Do you think this could cost you the election?
You want to know, they are all talking about it. Facebook is alive. But the good thing is what I do see is there are people that understand that my role, that yes, again, I am responsible for what goes on. I'm not trying to shirk away from my responsibility, but it's impossible for one human being to know, you know, what's going on in every single department. We have a lot of employees, and we have department heads and supervisors, just like every other organization. It's no different than any corporation right now. So can this harm me? Yeah, I got to say that it could. I mean, it depends on the people. I'm hoping, though, that anyone who knows me, I'm probably the most straight-laced person that you ever met. I mean, when I saw this, it was like, it took me a few minutes for it to sink in, you know, because, again, I'm not edgy. I don't live on the edge. I don't take chances with stuff like this. And I pride myself on being, a good certified public accountant. I've always done what I was supposed to. I worked in a firm for over 17 years. So again, this is upsetting to me. Have I heard about, you know, different schemes in the past? Absolutely. I've taken a lot of fraud classes myself, only because I'm always very curious how the person that's doing this figures it's going to end up, because it can't end well.
Yeah.
It can't. And then it seems to get greedy and want more and more and more and more. And that's what the fraud classes have taught.
Right. And, you know, obviously you have your own integrity, which you obviously are talking about, but it also happens on your watch. And that's the difficult part of it. And obviously, just really quickly, we only have about 30 seconds. Have there been pressure within your town to resign? And do you have any plans to do anything along that line?
No, there's no pressure for me to resign. Okay. So far, no one has actually put on Facebook. They're thinking that, you know, maybe not the voting thing. But no one has asked me to resign. And I'm not going to resign, even if somebody does, because of the simple fact that I have done nothing you know, criminal or nothing wrong. I found it. I reported right. it. I did what I was taught in my profession. Yep. And I'm going to move on with this. However it turns out, we're going to be pushing forward because this is a bad day for West Haven.
Right.
But I believe we have a bright future. We're Westies. We're going to get through this.
Well, listen, we're grateful for the time.
Yeah,
and it's really
you.
Important for our audience to hear it, too. So yeah. we appreciate it.
Thanks for stepping up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.